Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Tempering influence to touch the lives of men and women was sorrow. These few brief words must have been universal in their application, for both Rosalind and Bobby found themselves years and years older because of the recent tragedy that touched their lives. Bobby suffered his wife's refusal to see him for a week, and then one day he bounded up the steps to Rosalind's room. But just as he put his hand on the doorknob, the door opened.
Oh, why, Mr. Stewart. You weren't going into your wife's room, were you?
Well, I suppose that would be a crime.
Please, let's not talk here in front of the door. Down the hall a little way.
You'd think that Rosalind Stewart and I were strangers, or that I was an outsider to the family.
Mr. Stewart, I want you to believe that I'm just following the doctor's orders and the wishes of your wife.
Oh, that's just a lot of baloney. You know as well as I do that Rosalind...
There's one thing you don't know, apparently, Mr. Stewart, and that's just how sick your wife was.
She was plenty sick, and I know it. But she's getting better now. And it's just about time that with her help, she got some sense.
Mr. Stewart, I'm just the nurse on duty here at Mrs. Jetson's. A nurse takes orders from the doctor in charge of the case.
Well, from now on, you're all going to take orders from me.
Mr. Stewart, please be reasonable. Dr. North will be here in a few minutes and, well, why not talk it over with him?
I'm through talking. With Dr. North or my father, Mrs. Jetson, or you. Now, if you'll excuse me, please.
Certainly, but...
But what?
But I can't permit you to go into Mrs. Stewart's room.
Oh, is that so? Well, we'll see about that. Now, excuse me, please.
I said I'm sorry, but I can't permit you to go into Mrs. Stewart's room.
And I said excuse me, please. Miss Arden, get out of my way!
I can't let you go through, Mr. Stewart.
All right, you ask for it.
Mr. Stewart, my orders are...
Get out of the way!
Mrs. Jetson... Mrs. Jetson.
You'll have to call louder than that.
If your wife knows that you're trying to get past me into her room... Oh! Oh! Aren't you ashamed of yourself, you big bully?
No. Get out of my way.
Miss Arden, I thought I heard you. Why, Bobby Stewart, what's going on here?
I told him it was Dr. North's strict orders and his wife's request that he stay out of the sick room. But he just sustained me.
You're all against me, that's what you are.
See? Oh, for 2 cents, I'll do it anyhow.
What? Ooh, why are you...
Coming, Mrs. Stewart, everything...
But, Bobby Stewart, I'm downright ashamed of you. Oh. That's what I am. Now, you just go downstairs and behave yourself. Go on.
Well, what's this?
Dr. North.
Conference or a consultation or both? Oh, Robert Stewart, I'm glad to see you.
Yeah, you must be. Now, both of you, get out of my way. And get out of my way in a hurry.
Did I never? Well, if that doesn't beat all.
He wanted to see Rosalind.
Wanted to see? Well, he just nearly tore the arms out of that nurse trying to get past her. But she held her ground.
Too bad. Guess we'll somehow or other have to get Rosalind and Bobby together for just a few minutes. After all, it rests with her whether she wants to see him again or not.
That boy's been ruling the lives of other people with a mighty loose hand for a long time. I know he's wanting Rosalind to take him back. But how does she know what he'll do or who he'll take up with?
From what I know of the boy, I think he's still got a few more wild oats to sow. But that's for the young people to decide.
Oh, I hope Rosalind didn't hear too much. Might give her a setback.
Oh, no. She's coming along fine. Miss Arden can leave that case in 10 days or 2 weeks or so.
Oh, you know, Doctor, those two girls have just been hitting it off first rate. That little body is certainly a wizard at taking care of her patient. Not a bad cook, either.
She's worked with me on a great many cases. I've always found her dependable and ready to meet any emergency.
Well, she sure met this one all right. Stood right up to Bobby and just defied him, looks like.
Nurses are like soldiers, and doctors, commanding officers. And when the order goes out to keep visitors out of the room, the nurse says, "They shall not pass."
Now, if you good people don't mind, I'd rather not tackle that problem just now. It's not going to be handled to anybody's satisfaction, you know, and the most I'll get out of it will be to make Bobby hate me.
Well, Uncle Jimmy's been pulling the chestnuts out of the fire long enough, Arnold. After all, you're the father of the boy.
I'm afraid as a father I haven't been a very spectacular success.
Oh, nothing like that, Mr. Stewart. Some of the fine points of this Stewart against Stewart case would puzzle even a Philadelphia lawyer, as it were.
We can't leave this just in the conversational stage. Somebody's got to do something about it.
Well, I'd suggest Mrs. Jetson. She's got more horse sense than half a dozen people.
I'm afraid that Bobby just cut her off his I love you list.
Why not someone impersonal like Dr. North?
Oh, I've talked with him. He says he's biased. Now, his advice would be, let them go their separate ways. They'll be happier. Feels that Rosalind deserves a better break.
What he really said, Uncle Jimmy, was a better husband.
Well, that puts us back to where we were before.
Don't suppose it'll do any harm to let it ride along for another few days.
You know, that boy of yours, Mr. Stewart, is pretty upset over this. Fit of anger, he's just liable to do anything.
He can just control that anger or he'd hear from me. That disgraceful business yesterday of trying to force his way past Miss Arden, and the girl just doing her duty.
All right, we'll just sit and twirl our thumbs. And the first thing you know, Bobby will be in Rosalind's room, and then you will have something.
Uncle Jimmy, I'm sure Bobby listened to you now just for a few minutes.
Well, I have a ghost of a chance, but if it'll make any of you happier, I'll take a shot at it.
Oh, thanks a million, Uncle Jimmy.
Instead of calling you Uncle Jimmy, we should call you Father Stewart.
Oh, Florrie, I resent that kind of an attitude.
I never saw a father more reluctant to talk to his own children.
I talk to Johnny and Dorothy, don't I?
Oh, Arnold, don't make me laugh.
Well, I wish somebody would make me laugh. Don't you people ever think I need cheering up once in a while?
Uncle Jimmy, you're not sick, are you?
Don't worry about Uncle Jimmy, Arnold. He's the Rock of Gibraltar, the Panama Canal, and Mount Whitney, and all the symbols of strength and endurance.
Oh, I think it's just about time that I went into the den.
And escaped from the realities of the world in a detective story in a pipe. A pipe that was offensive to the nostrils of most civilized people 2 years ago.
All right, Robertine, go on, why don't you?
Oh, of all the issue dodgers I ever met in my life,
Lawrence,
what man?
Who among us want to meet issues? Most of us run away from them.
Oh, yes, Uncle Jimmy. All of us. Except you.
Me? Oh, I don't run to meet them with any open arms, I tell you. If I did that, why, it would make me out to be sort of a worker of miracles, and I'm not that, you know. But, Florence, dear, there are moments when you've just got to stand up to whatever problem presents itself and shake your fist right in its face and say, I'm not going to let you get me down. I may not be as big as you, but I'm stronger. Because I know from where cometh my strength. I know.
How's your boyfriend these days, Doc? Frankie Prentice is going to be my brother-in-law someday. I ought to know more about it.
Johnny, take your hands out of your pockets and don't try to look so tough.
He's chewing licorice too, Mom. And spitting.
Johnny Stewart.
Tattletale.
Where are you spitting?
Oh, Mom, it's just dry spit. I look like I'm spitting, but I don't.
Anyhow, Mom, it drools out of the corner of his mouth. And, oh, nasty.
Johnny Stewart, I want you to go and empty your mouth this minute.
Oh, heck, just when it was beginning to taste like tobacco.
Now, see here, young man, what do you know about the taste of tobacco?
I looked it up in the dictionary.
Hello there, Johnny Stewart.
Mom wants me to empty my mouth.
I think for the benefit of Johnny Stewart, we might introduce a few cuspidors in the parlor. How are you, Dorothy, my dear?
I'm all right.
It looks like you're going to have a nice manicure by the time you get through.
Oh, they're not exactly professional, but I guess they'll do.
Well, I've had a nice chat with Bobby.
I guess I'll move this paraphernalia to the bathroom.
Oh, don't run away on my account, dear.
I'm not. But I'm not the least interested in Bobby.
Mm-hmm. Poor lad. I guess most of the family looks upon him as a Samson with Sean Locke.
Well, let's pull our chairs up close to Uncle Jimmy, Florrie.
All right,
yeah, let me help you, Florence.
Thank you.
Now, you see, when you get into an issue, there are always two sides. Bobby speaks pretty convincingly in his own behalf.
It's a shame for us to have to sit here and weigh the merits of our boy.
Yes, isn't it, Arnold? We look on our children as blameless little sprites who can do no wrong. Only the children of the next-door neighbor are bad.
Yes, I know. And it hits home pretty hard when it does.
You know, Bobby assures me and says if he can just talk with Rosalind, he can assure her that he's completely, definitely, and forever turned over a new leaf.
Well, I naturally would give him the benefit of the doubt. He's my boy. He caused me some heartache. But not nearly the tragic pain that he brought into the life of Rosalind.
Go on, Uncle Jimmy. What else did he say?
Well, he wants, he says, is another chance. His argument is that even criminals are given a second chance. Also argues that it was better for him to sow his wild oats while he was young.
Oh, that's a time-worn argument. Pled before the heart of every woman from the year one. You know, men aren't very inventive.
You know, Bobby wants me to intercede for him with Rosalind. And there we are. Back just to where we were last week.
Uncle Jimmy, could you do this for us?
If you don't, Uncle Jimmy, well, I just can't.
Well, I haven't much heart for it. I'm afraid I'm going to be a rather bad salesman trying to restore Bobby to the kind heart of Rosalind Stewart. But I'll do my best. For both of them.
As Uncle Jimmy says, it's doubtful if he'll succeed. And should he half-heartedly convince Rosalind, what would happen?